UAPs. There is a flood of UAP information coming down the pike. Most of it is of current sightings, but some is about formerly secret or mostly unknown sightings. Even I, who is into this stuff, sometimes get surprised by old sightings I know nothing about. It doesn't happen often, but when I get one of these types of old cases, I try to find out everything I can about them. It certainly seems to me a heck of a lot more people are interested in UAPs than ever before. One of the areas UAPs have shown an interest in are war zones. We began to realize this in World War II. I am not saying this was the first time UAPs were in war zones, just that there were so many they came to our attention. Yes, I am talking about the Foo Fighters. After that war they were seen in just about all the war zones. Now they are turning up in the skies over the Ukraine. The Ukrainian army got quite a surprise when one of their drones focused on one. This UAP was a cylinder. Not only were the soldiers surprised at what the drone was looking at, but they were also surprised by the fact the drone was not firing on the object. Another strange fact was the object, while being visible in infrared, was not picked up by the drone's thermal imaging devices. A strange old UAP sighting was reported in Australia. Three people witnessed a UAP in 1954. In those days it was not a good thing to talk about because one would be the object of ridicule, and that is just what happened. Lucky for them there was no internet yet, or things would have been even worse. The object was said to hover at about 100 feet before disappearing. The saucer was glowing orange and white. The witnesses thought it was about 10 feet in diameter. It is claimed an analysis of 98,000 UAP sightings were made. The researchers wanted to see if there were any common denominators. The results ended in a map, among other things. The busiest area for UAP sightings was the western part of the country, and the area with the least sightings was said to be the southeast, which had the least. Another thing was found out, and it just seems to be common sense: the more open space to see the sky, the more sightings were made. Lastly, the researchers wanted to see if popular television and streaming shows like The X-Files contribute to more people reporting UAPs. The National Archives and Records Administration, also known as NARA, is preparing to identify and organize UAP records. This was mandated in the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act. This provision applies to all government agencies. Agencies have until the end of the current fiscal year to submit UAP records custody for disclosure to the public and transmission to the National Archives. I am glad to see the UAP problem is being taken more seriously. Senator Hawley was shocked by the number of UAPs encountered by the US government, and when he found out, he said he believes the government is downplaying the sightings. Things are really changing when it comes to the UAP question. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna said she absolutely trusts the UAP whistleblowers and believes the US now has non-human UFOs. She had been part of the classified hearing on UAPs which the public was not invited to. She had gone to Eglin Air Force Base with two others, because whistleblowers had said there were UAPs there but was blocked by the military from speaking with witnesses. Lou Elizondo is a very interesting person. He was the former head of the Advanced Threat Identification Program, and claims he has a blockbuster release coming up. He said there is a video of an extraterrestrial being interviewed by the government. He also says the government has a video of a UFO from only 50 feet away. I guess we can forget about seeing either one of these videos anytime soon. Our government representatives in the House and Senate are starting to get on board with the idea extraterrestrials are coming to Earth. Some are openly talking about space aliens. I never thought I would see or hear this. If this trend keeps up, it could ultimately result in the government finally releasing most of the UAP info, even though they would be doing it while kicking and screaming. The search for UAP information has taken a turn from what we looked for in the early days. I don't think anyone thought about interdimensional beings back then. Also, there seem to be a lot more different shapes of UAPs in our skies now. We can't be sure, but many suspect this means more different types of extraterrestrials are coming here. Have we turned into an alien tourist destination or maybe a laboratory? One pilot said he has an astonishing UAP sighting. What made it out of the ordinary, even for UAP sightings, was the size of the object. The pilot said it was twice the size of a city. He claims he was flying over the Mexican state of Querétaro and heading to Los Angeles when everything went dark. Next, he saw a beam of light. He then saw this huge object below him. He said it was twice the size of the city he was over. There is said to be a tape of a UAP disabling a nuclear warhead in 1964. When the tape was being checked for, it was found to be missing. Shades of the missing Apollo 11 tapes. One has to wonder what else is or will go missing when looked for. A whistleblower disputes the story and says the space shuttle was equipped with a powerful laser and it fired on the nuke, which by the way had a dummy warhead. The problem with this is the first shuttle launch was in 1981. During one incident of remote viewing, a viewer said he was able to look back in time on Mars and was able to travel back to 1 million BC. He said there he saw a gigantic pyramid which was much bigger than the Great Pyramid in Egypt. He also witnessed a race of humanoids which had gone extinct. When I hear some of the things which remote viewers were able to do, I have to think the program was not really abandoned, but just became a black program to remove it from public scrutiny.